The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions for this week. We are now into the early part of the month of February, so 2019 is already moving along really quickly, I must say. And I have a full house with me today. I have my FFA friends, both of which I've seen before. Introduce yourselves again for our listeners.
I'm Rourke Miller. I'm the Pennsylvania FFA State Sentinel.
And I'm Melina Bayshore, Pennsylvania FFA State Chaplain.
And my co-host,
Kelly Grant, and I'm an FFA fan.
Yeah. It's always fun to have Kelly Grant along with me because she thinks of questions to ask that I wouldn't necessarily consider because you have an even more of an agricultural background than I do.
Yeah, I do.
If you'd say that's accurate to put that. Mm-hmm. So I think this program is going to be interesting because the last program that we did in early January, we were teasing how it was like right on the cusp of some of the big events that you guys have. You guys had farm show, there was midwinter convention, some other things going on, and it hadn't quite occurred just yet. So we're really curious to hear all those events and everything that happened and finding out like what the turnout was.
Well, I'll start by saying the farm show was a huge success for the state of Pennsylvania. Attendance this year was up. They parked 5,800 more cars in the first 3 days than they had ever had in like record years before.
That's marvelous. That's
wonderful. I think it was because of the weather. It was really good weather this year. It was warm. It didn't snow. The wind chill wasn't too bad. So it was just packed. But I'd say we had a pretty successful week at Farm Show, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Midwinter convention. There was just public to educate the whole time as well.
Absolutely. And Midwinter convention was a highlight of our week. That was the very first convention that we actually got to put on. And while we were there, we recognized 409 Keystone degree recipients and 365 first-year jacket recipients. So it was really cool. We had almost 5,000 or 6,000 people in attendance to that event, which was really awesome.
And we also got to recognize the four new charters going in. So that was pretty cool.
Well, when you have a convention, where do you hold it in the farm show?
We actually held it in the large arena, right? Yeah.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
We put seats out on the floor, mm-hmm. and we had the stage go up, and people sat all around the arena, and it was a good turnout, I would say, pushing 5,000 people, 6,000 people,
That's wonderful.
It was packed. It was awesome.
So getting back to your convention, is this like a one-day convention, or is it over a couple days? Okay, so it's a...
Midwinter convention is actually... It's kind of a unique convention for us because it is just one day. It's every year, it's the Monday of Farm Show, and... It's only about two and a half hours long, so we come early in the morning, we set up, and then around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, people start showing up, and we kick off the convention and kind of fly through it. I mean, for us, it went really quick. I'm sure it was different for the audience, but we had a lot of fun with it.
That's great. Well, let me ask you both, what's your most favorite thing about the farm show? Not necessarily the convention, but for you as like going to the farm show.
Ooh. I think this year was definitely different from like previous years because I've always exhibited cows, so it was definitely like a little bit different not being there with my cows, you know, from Tuesday to the end of the week and being there before the farm show even started and then staying to the very last day. And like I previously said, we get kind of a different scene and feel for the farm show. We were invited to do a whole bunch of different public official luncheons and banquets and different breakfasts that most exhibitors wouldn't get to do just showing cows or exhibiting animals or anything there. We had a different spin on it, and we were talking about midwinter, and I definitely have to say that, like, I appreciate our convention a lot more now that we put it on, and it probably was one of my favorite things that we did during Farm Show.
Oh yeah.
Along with the butter sculpture, that was pretty cool as well.
I think you hit the nail right on the head, Melina, because while we're used to just being out in the barns and waiting for the public to come ask questions, it was different because we were in a more professional setting. So we were with the Secretary of Agriculture a lot. We actually toured around the farm show complex with Governor Tom Wolf and with Secretary Redding and then the Lieutenant Governor. And it was just really cool.
That's great. I bet that made you sort of feel important and also get a different aspect as far as what the organization or the business side of the farm show, how that's run. I bet that would be just really fascinating.
I was going to say, this is probably your first experience. It was more behind the scenes, correct?
Yeah. Because
you'd both been to farm show before, but you hadn't seen it quite from this angle.
Well, yeah, nor it's different even when you're just visiting the farm show versus when you have the animals or you're exhibiting something there. When you have the animals there, you're pretty much in the barns the whole time versus when you're visiting, you're going to walk around and visit other things. And we got to do a little bit of both and do a whole bunch of other stuff along with that when we did it all. So yeah, definitely a different spin on it.
Now, I believe the farm show is the second largest agricultural event in the world. I think Russia has the first.
That I'm not sure about.
I believe
about.
The farm show is the second biggest.
I know it's
the
largest one underneath an enclosed building.
Right.
I believe it's 24 acres inside of a building, which is pretty insane. I think we're the largest in the nation for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely inside the building.
But I'm not 100% sure about the world.
I believe you're right. But I think it's interesting that people from all the states come to this farm show compete. So
I mean, the Pennsylvania Farm Show, just some quick facts here, generated $135.7 billion, had an impact on our state's economy, and supported more than 580,000 jobs across the Commonwealth.
That's great.
That's just some fun facts for a farm show.
And I bet the public just doesn't know that. That's great for our state.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this year's farm show theme was actually inspiring Pennsylvania's story. And I think all week the farm show complex and everyone who was attending and exhibiting there did a great job at telling our story and the story of Pennsylvania agriculture.
Good. So sounds like you would definitely do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No question.
That's awesome.
The farm show and Midwinter Convention, those were some of the big ones that you had going on. But that wasn't the only events that were going on here in the month of January. You also have written down that you also had the governor's inauguration and ball.
It was definitely a bit chilly, but yeah, we did actually go see the governor being sworn in, and we watched Lieutenant Governor being sworn in on the live TV. But that was on the 15th of January, and we watched it, and then later that night we got to be greeters for his ball. Along with that, we had three or four different chapters to help out with the coat check. So that got some good looks for us, and it was very fun and interesting to see that.
So what did you wear?
This is our casual clothes and our fancy clothes.
So,
official dress for FFA is quite versatile.
That's great. I think it's wonderful you were greeters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely fun. You got to meet a lot of people that way. Just, hey, how are you doing? But, yeah.
It was good publicity for our organization, too, because there were a lot of familiar faces that were walking through the doors.
Yeah.
But there were also some not familiar faces that we got to talk to throughout the night, which was really awesome. I think the ball did a great job. They were
keeping it like an agricultural type ball. Yeah.
It was very agricultural tied. There was like signs hanging all around and
PA preferred stuff.
Yeah.
So
it was really cool.
Nice.
Oh,
maybe you could let me join you the next year.
Hey,
it is
open to anyone. The tickets are a little steep, but it is open to anyone that would like to go.
Well, it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was. Made good entertainment. The Roots, who play on the late night show with Jimmy Fallon, were actually the band that performed there, which
really?
They were really awesome.
And I know Miss Pennsylvania last year, 2017, Miss Pennsylvania, she is in the blue band, and she actually performed her saxophone there, too. So, yeah.
Wow. That sounds like quite a night.
It was awesome. Something everyone should see.
All right, so getting into now, one thing that I have to laugh at here is we're forming a pattern of when our shows are airing, of them airing like right on the cusp of big events for you guys. So now as we're moving into like the next set of what's going on, you had written down, the talk about ACES, which is pretty much starting like right as we're having this conversation right now. So you guys are in this process of preparing and getting this thing going. So how is that looking for this year?
ACES is all coming together well. We actually are doing some prep and putting all those last finishing touches together before our conference opens. Our ACES conference is Agricultural Cooperations Establishes Success, and we host that conference for 3 weekends in February. It's the first 3 weekends of February, and each weekend we actually have almost 500 students attend, so we totally book a hotel in Harrisburg, and FFA jackets kind of consume the hotel, and it's really awesome. We get to put on leadership workshops and connect with students from across the state.
So it's held at a hotel? At a particular hotel in Harrisburg?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we hold it at a hotel, and students will come in one day around noon, and we'll go through leadership workshops and touch on stuff like first impressions, advocating for agriculture, the diversity in agriculture, and some struggles maybe with social media posts. Those are some of our topics this year. We also have a workshop put on by the Penn State Ag Avengers, who are talking about careers in agriculture. So they'll come in at noon, they'll go through those workshops, sit down and have a buffet-style dinner that night, and then we actually have
a fun dance.
Oh,
a
you
super
do?
Fun dance.
Oh,
or
good.
Students can swim in the hotel pool, whatever mm-hmm. they prefer to do, and then we'll all come back together at the end of the night for a reflection that the state officers lead.
Okay. The people that run the workshops, are they affiliated with the FFA, or are they guest speakers?
So the seven of us actually put 3 workshops on, but we do 2 different rotations, so it's like 6 workshops total. 5 workshops total that the students all go through, but they're doubled. So the state officers put on 3 of the 5, and then we have Farm Bureau coming in and the Penn State Ag Avengers. So they are kind of tied to FFA, but not really. We have like they're public people as well and business people.
And do the students who attend the workshops, do they get any type of like continuing education credit or any kind of certificate? Or do they just go just because they want to go?
So these students go just to go because they are high school students. So they won't get any education credits, but they are going through a lot of personal development. They're learning a lot of soft skills while they're there, and they're connecting with members from across the state that they may not have had the opportunity to connect with.
And it's just for FFA members. Okay. Does it cost to go to the workshop or to the convention?
The conference itself does have a cost. It is relatively low for everything that happens and that you get at this conference, but a lot of schools cover the cost of attending.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Some schools you do have to pay your way, mm-hmm. and other schools, though, work to fundraise and cover the cost for their students attending.
Have you talked to students who have already attended these conferences? Like, what do the students say about the conference after they've attended it?
We haven't actually held a conference yet, so we didn't get like any feedback from what we mm-hmm. held the conference. But I know that, speaking for both of us, we've went, I believe, all 4 years that were in high school. And I believe it was one of our favorite conferences. It's one of the first ones that you get to go besides Midwinter, and you get to like really sit down and meet people. And I really think it starts to blossom your leadership skills that you have within.
Sure.
And we help build them, and you just become a greater individual through it, I think.
And you definitely dive into your FFA career through that as well, because once you start going through these conferences, I mean, you have fun at the dance, you have fun in the mm-hmm. workshops, you make new friends from across the state, and then you look forward to the conferences coming up so that you can reconnect with those individuals who you became friends with at the last event. So it's a good stepping stone in trying to get members involved in their FFA career.
Oh, that's great. And it sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we're
it
excited.
Is. ACES is definitely by far my favorite conference that we put on.
Well, we are almost out of time.
We are out of time. So the time, as always, has just flown by with these programs.
I know.
So it's been good to catch up with the things that have been going on in the world of agriculture in the early part of this year, 2019, and teasing also some of the events and things that are coming up here in the future. So, Rourke, Milena, thanks for being with us again.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So for that, this finishes Community Issues and Missions. I am Jeremy Ross.
I'm Kelly Grant.
And we'll see you next week.
We thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We will talk to you again next week.